You're listening to SBS News.
Lillian Chiaito splutters and coughs until a nurse appears at her hospital bed. This is where the 28-year-old has spent nearly every moment of the last 2 years suffering after the Beirut port explosion of 2020. She sustained severe damage to her lungs and frontal lobe in the blast, leaving her in a months-long coma and now mostly paralysed. Nasma Chiaito says she cannot bear to see her sister in such pain.
The hardest thing in life is to see your younger sister laying in bed for 2 years. She was full of life. She was dreaming of the moment she becomes a mother. She was dreaming to hear her child call her mama and see his first steps. Lillian was deprived from all this. She was deprived from everything, from her motherhood, from everything. There is so much injustice in her case.
August 4th marks 2 years since the devastating blast in the port of Lebanon's capital. But the pain for those affected remains far too real. It was one of the biggest non-nuclear explosions ever recorded, killing over 200 people and wounding thousands more. The blast was caused by the detonation of hundreds of tons of ammonium nitrate, which ignited as a blaze tore through the warehouse where it was stored. The chemicals have been at the port since 2013, after a legal dispute over unpaid port fees and ship defects meant the vessel carrying them had never left. No one ever came forward to claim the shipment. Human Rights Watch said in a 2021 report that high-level security and government officials foresaw the significant threat to life and tactically accepted the risk of deaths occurring. But 2 years on, a judicial investigation has still seen no charges laid against any senior officials. Nizar Sagier is the executive director of the Legal Agenda, a non-profit research and advocacy organisation based in Beirut.
The port investigation was a chance to see how politicians deal with the whole idea of justice. We know Lebanon has been a country of impunity for a while, a country where a civil war ended and massacres were committed, but no one investigated them. And a lot of those who committed it were in power. Therefore, this time, we were able to see how things work. We saw how immunities work. We saw how people were shouting against immunities and how they are trying to bring them down. We also saw how politicians use all they have, from anger, abuse of power and street action.
Judge Tarek Batar, who was assigned the investigation, sought to question a number of current and former officials as suspects, but all have resisted, arguing they have immunity or that he lacks authority to prosecute them. With the probe frozen since earlier this year, Mr. Sagier explains that many Lebanese see this as an example of the ruling elite not being held to account for corruption and poor governance.
This crime lives in people's conscience. It comes to express 30 years of negligence and mismanagement of public sectors. There was a danger that threatened the whole capital. They all knew about it, but no one took action as if it was something normal. And this shows how administration and judiciary in the Lebanese state consider only personal interest and do not think about public interest.
Ms. Sarah Yvonne Copland is an Australian who worked for a United Nations agency in Beirut and lost her 2-year-old son Isaac in the blast. She told SBS Arabic 24 that the Lebanese authorities have failed both the victims and their families.
They promised an investigation to be completed within days of the explosion, and now we are 2 years on and we have not seen a completed investigation. In fact, the domestic investigation has been suspended since December 2021 and shows no signs of starting again.
Pope Francis has offered his condolences to the continuously grieving families, adding his hope that justice will eventually prevail.
My thoughts go to the families of the victims of that disastrous event and to the dear Lebanese people. I pray so that each one can be consoled by faith and comforted by justice and by truth, which can never be hidden.
The country is currently in the grips of its largest financial meltdown in history, partially triggered by the billions of dollars worth of damage caused by the Beirut explosion. For people like Lillian Chiaito, the physical injuries of the blast are not the only form of continued suffering. The effects of the country's collapse weigh heavy on her family. From a deteriorating health system that can no longer treat Miss Chiato, to paralysed banks that have frozen her family out of their savings. Miss Chiato's sister says her family cannot afford to send Lillian to a private centre for rehabilitation, but the public centres have shut down due to a lack of staff and medical supplies.
She really represents our suffering. She represents how the Lebanese people, how we are still resisting through everything we are passing through. They deprived us from our money. They deprived us from access to healthcare and women's rights. Lillian represents all these cases because she is suffering from all of this. She represents the agony of the Lebanese people.
Part of the grain silos at the port collapsed on Sunday, just days before the second anniversary of the blast. Fire continues to smoulder from the damaged silos, caused by grains that have fermented and burnt in the summer heat. It's an all too painful reminder for the people of Beirut that the devastation of the 2020 catastrophe lives on. Brooke Young, SBS News.